Good evening and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show. Hope you're having a great Monday. We're going to do our best to make it even better for you tonight. Tonight we welcome the cast of the CTT podcast. They're about to celebrate their 8th season. So check out their interview. And then Hot Topics breaking down everything everyone's talking about. Of course, people are concerned about Joe Biden and Donald Trump. You know, this is going to be a rematch for the 2020 election. But people are wondering if they're able to do the job at their age. And then Donald Trump, you know, the Supreme Court just made a ruling on him being removed from a ballot. Let's see what they said. And then Charmaine the God, he is issuing an apology to Risa Tisa. That's the woman who released the 50 videos about the man she dated who pretty much lied about everything. But he said she was giving big back energy, and now he's apologizing. And Gwyneth Paltrow had some interesting things to say about black women. I want to remind you all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, of course, our official website, thestephenknightshow.com. For other watches, go on our YouTube channel, The Stephen Knight Show. When we come back, the question of the day and Hot Topics right back after this.
Ooh, skull banger, skull banger, skull banger.
Plug call, I'm coming, thumbing through band. Hurt my hands, I could barely paid, I'm a sex chaser.
Yeah, money, that ain't no money to me. You say your nigga. Yeah, money, that ain't no money to me. You say your nigga. Yeah, money, that ain't no money to me. You say your nigga. Yeah, money, that ain't no money to me.
Sometimes they call me, taught me, keep them niggas. So I gotta move like it's trouble, forever set in my ways, but never get in my way, cause it's. Of course you know we born different. From the gutter I know they saw me, they salty, but they don't step, cause it's. Devil playing naughty, put a stop in the story. It was stormy, when it rained I took the blame, I put it. I seen it tough and I'm getting missing. It's different from that position, as soon as niggas say he got it, I caught the slipping, had the blick in his mitten. Must have been tripping, acting Jordan when he pippin'. This, I need all my bread, not a portion. Everything get extorted, they get their hand in our coffins. When it's, we sitting with the boss or the bosses. We ain't taking no losses. Don't wanna cross us, nah. You know I keep it. You know I keep it. I keep it. I put on a show when you see him, you got it. But it's needed like breathing, but they don't sleep. Cause it's. You don't wanna get hit with it. That feeling is something dripping. The flesh is missing, be quitting when it's. But it's the money, why he moving, removing. Who not gonna do what they clueless, but they don't know it. Cause it's. They reaching for the stars while I hang on your Cuban. That's how they do it, the usual. Know the shooter, keep it. I'm tryna hit the road for the gold before it get old. You never know how it go when it's getting mad, cause the cash done cut the problems in half. There's nothing left but the laugh when it's. But we gon' ball on them, stack the chicken, don't fall for them. They call on them knowing that it's. And gangsters know they can't turn. All they taught them, the man learn. Plus he. And know we stand firm. You know I keep it.
Yo, what's up? This is Daryl.
It's Rhea.
It's Paco.
It's Aja, and we're the Walls Group, and you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show.
Yeah, brass man, I have a spirit of fear. Lucy can't stop me.
I keep my top down. Living my head cause I can't wear the crown too low. Never gon' bow down. Everybody out there running games, so they pass on me. Seem like a op, bow. When I came up, they were whooping, but was still on a leash. People gon' talk down. They gon' in love, cause I still serve the most high. No, I won't.
gon' stop now. When I throw signs up, it's not what they said, dog. Know that for H-Town. Roll with a woman, try not to get caught, but I'm fly. Still put the top down. Love for the father, make kiss for the fans, yeah. Kiss with your y'all now. Only sinners walk with grace. Pack your bags, follow me home. Pray my sins, turn out winners. Keeping that lead when I'm long gone. All of my fears can't hold me back. Let go of those who did me wrong. All of my fears won't hold me back. What don't kill me made me strong. Victory lap. We on attack. Ain't looking back. Rushing outside like I'm sleeping in a bando. Bible on me, I've been feeling like Rambo. Devil trying to hide, he ain't wearing no camo. Killing myself, got a ticket out the plan though. Still on fire for the Lord, where the fan go? Heard him talking stupid, they cut it just like a Van Gogh. I'm sitting glad, let me cut the thing real low. I've been looking up high when I feel low. And we still outside with the can folks. I was scraping both sides to the rim, bro. I was walking through church with the trench coat. Sending my 10% through Venmo. Lord said he'd be back, hit a memo. That's a cross around my neck, not a crystal. There's a Bible on me, not a pistol. Don't even know what I've been through. All these sinners walk with grace. Pack your bags, follow me home. Pray my sins, turn out winners. Keeping that lead when I'm long gone. All of my fears can't hold me back. Let go of those who did me wrong. All of my fears won't hold me back. Cause what don't kill me made me strong. Victory lap. We on attack.
Street Labs, you're on the air. Yo, what do you feel when you hear a record like T-Dot's new one?
I love T-Dot's new record.
Right, but don't you feel like that's him creating tension, choosing to rock the boat? He's talking about white blessings, troubles with this nation, and not in those words. And he's talking about they want to silence him.
Control with you, run with you. Said I'm strong with you. I guess I lied about not writing another song with you. Just get into it, I'll grow through it. Saw us holding hands every day, but fuck it, screw it.
Give me the ocean. I need devotion from you. I know I do. Give me emotion. Give me the ocean. I need devotion from. I
attention from you. I know I do. Motion, ocean. I need devotion from you. I know I do.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Thank you for joining us tonight. We have a great show. We welcome the cast of the CTT podcast to kick off season 8 over the weekend. So we'll be talking to them later on the show. Want to remind you all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, well, X, Instagram, and of course, TikTok, and our official website, the Stephen Knight Show, where you can check out our merchandise. Make sure you register to vote. It is so important, so important. And this month is Women's History Month. So shout out to all the women who made history or making history. Our Lania, she's a history maker. We'll definitely be highlighting women throughout the month. So shout out to all the women. And yeah, how y'all feeling today? I know it's a Monday, but how y'all feeling? It's Monday, right?
We made it.
Our question of the day is, are you good at letting go? Chike.
Depends on what it is. Mm-hmm. Depends on what it is.
Yeah.
I have talents that can hook and be stuck, but then I can just let stuff go. Depends on what it is.
What about you, Lanier?
See, I know that this is how I know he my brother. Because when I read the question, the first thing I said was, depends on what the hell it is. Because he know me. Like, depending on what it is, I let it fly, I keep it moving. Mm-hmm. But depending on what it is, oh, just know, you can't ever get nothing from me ever again in life.
Yeah.
Don't look my way, don't say nothing. Skip that. I ain't giving no references, no referrals. I ain't giving nothing. And I don't care.
Well, as for me, I'm not that good at letting go. Like, because I always remember the good times, you know what I mean? I will let go, but it's not easy for me to do it. But message us on X and let us know, are you good at letting go? All right. So a recent poll with data on voters has some interesting information. According to the AP News, a poll finds that a significant number of adults in the United States doubt the mental capabilities of 81-year-old Joe Biden and 77-year-old Donald Trump. As you know, the upcoming presidential election could be a rematch for the 2020 election. AP states more than 6 in 10 say that they're not not at all confident in Biden's mental capability to serve effectively as president. Many are viewing his upcoming State of Union address as a real-time audition for a second term. 57% say that the former President Trump lacks the memory and acuity for the job. Keep in mind, the Democrats are riding with Biden and largely behind in his mental abilities while doubting Trump. And Republicans are also sticking beside Donnie and believe in Trump, but not Biden. So I'll ask you, Lania, what do you think about this study, this poll, this data?
I don't know. They both old.
Right.
And no, I'm not being discriminatory against they both old.
Yeah.
They're both old mm-hmm. men.
Yeah.
So, I mean, one is, never mind. I defer. Goodbye.
Chicken, what are your thoughts?
First of all, let me start off by saying I hate ageism.
Right.
I hate it. Yes, they're both senior citizens of the country. However, one grabs peas. He doesn't know how to run businesses. He lies. He's a criminal. What else? He's just not like a racist person. Right. And the other one has 40 years of service with the government. He has a proven track record. Does he flumble words and fall down sometimes? Yes, he does. But at the end of the day, if you have to pick, you know, between the two, the study doesn't matter to me because all we have are these two, right?
Right.
So I know people don't like it, but you have to pick the lesser of the evil. Mm-hmm. I'm picking the lesser of the evil.
And one thing about Biden has, he has shown that he can appoint the right people in his administration to lead the country. Trump has said that he wants to be a dictator on day one. He's already told you what he wants to do.
He's going to pick sycophants.
Right.
Like he's already, I know that the second story is about this fool, so you can just segue, but he's just, I don't know, these people who gravitate towards this man, it just blows my mind. But then when you hear them speak,
right,
they sound just as dumb as he did.
Exactly.
So then it's like, dumb is gravitating to dumb.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with that when it seems like that's the majority? Because when you finally hear the numbers of how many people really voted for this dude,
yep,
it's ridiculous. And it's asinine to think that you think that that's okay to have somebody like that running the country.
Right. Right.
And that he's, the things that he said out of his mouth, and what has happened post January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I just see a bunch of grown people believing in Santa Claus. You know, there are some people that actually really believe his whole narrative of his whole reality persona, and they buy into it.
Yeah.
And I call them the pop people, because it seems like the people that have power and that are in government, they're looking at the opportunity, if they get with him and with his reign, they can accumulate more power, right? Because that's just what they're doing. And the people that are citizens who don't know any better, because the people that are politicians that work alongside them and work in government, they know better. They're just after the power grab. Mm-hmm. The people that are citizens who are victims, because you're really victims, you're not alongside him, you're victims. They believe the narrative. And they believe in a modern day Santa Claus, which he's not.
And most of the people that were in his administration, Trump's administration, have come out against him and said he's unfit to be president. They were scared when they were working with him. You know what I mean?
But the crazy part about it is you signed up for it.
Right.
Before he became president, there were people lining up. You know what I mean? Like, and you signed up for it.
Mm-hmm.
And once those, I'm not even going to say the walls came tumbling down, once things started happening, because I know that we're segueing into him getting back on these ballots, which is ridiculous, but we know why that's happening, because he was able to plant on the Supreme
Court. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we know why that happened. We know why all these things started to get overturned. Listen, he wasn't concerned about none of this stuff because people was in his ear, do this.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it wasn't him, because he wasn't concerned about it.
Right. Right.
I don't want to get frustrated.
Well, speaking of him, last December, Colorado banned him from being on the ballot for the 2024 presidential election following his role during the attacks on the Capitol. However, on Monday, the Supreme Court overturned their decision. According to AP News, the Supreme Court unanimously restored Trump to the 2024 presidential primary ballots. The court said it, in an unsigned opinion, that the states cannot invoke a post-Civil War constitutional provision to keep presidential candidates from appearing on the ballots. The decision also means that other states such as Illinois and Maine cannot keep him off the ballot due to his actions on January 6th. As previously reported, last December, Colorado Supreme Court made a decision in a 4-3 vote, marking the first time that Section 3 of the Constitution's 14th Amendment was used to disqualify a presidential candidate. Now, Trump did celebrate today's ruling by saying on his social media network, "Big win for America." Now, I was listening to the pundits today. A lot of them were saying this actually is a good thing that they did that, because it can bring out a can of worms for any other presidential candidate. And they're saying this doesn't, yes, this is in his favor, but it won't, it doesn't mean he's going to win. It's just saying that individual states should not pick and choose based off of anything, whether a person could be a president, should be the people who vote. But Linnea, you said that you disagree with this. What are your thoughts?
I mean, the disagreement for me is just, is it that you want him to give away the nuclear codes to the highest bidder? Is that what you want him to do? Is it that you want him to get in there and just wreak complete havoc? He did that.
Yeah.
He did that already. But if he gets in there again, especially with them killing all these DEI programs, all these people being fired that were hired under these DEI initiatives, and what's going on right now, and I seen something online, and the post said, so you posted a black box, what's next? Because, you know, it's a black box everywhere. People, oh, the diversity and inclusion and equity, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It wasn't really that.
Yeah.
Really you, it was really them playing in our face. Some of us already knew that, and we didn't, you know, we didn't acquiesce to that. But others just, you know, they fed into it. Mm-hmm. And now, look, like, and they're trying to get rid of HBCUs. Like, yeah. That's not, do you not understand that that's, they just did something, I think it was in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to sign a bill
right.
to close the HBCUs down in Alabama.
Yeah,
because that's where they want to start. They want to start in the South. So all of the kids who are fighting and pushing to get out of their situations to go and make a better life, they really don't want y'all at these white schools, but they don't even want you to go to the schools that are made for you.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if the schools that are made for you are closed down? They're gonna make it hard for you to get into the white schools. And y'all don't understand that. Like, these college athletes don't understand it. They only love you as long as you can make them money. Mm-hmm. And nothing else.
Yep. Chike.
So, I don't know how they let this man amass all this power and all this influence, but I just want to say this. You know, the people, those individuals on the Supreme Court have life appointment. They're there for their entire life. As long as they're breathing and the heart is ticking, you have a job. Well, I'm here to tell you, if you allow this man to amass any more power, all of you will be without a job, because he's going to be a dictator and he's going to make you useless. Yeah. You won't be a thing. So, with that being said, and I hope you can hear me. With that being said, if you want a job and if you want to continue to enjoy your benefits and continue to enjoy the billionaires, you know, giving you trips and buying you campers and taking you on vacations, if you still want to enjoy all that stuff that you've been getting away with because there's no ethic clause, if you want to continue to do that, you might want to stop him now, because once he gets in there, all of you will be rendered useless.
Yep.
All of you.
Yep. And Clarence Thomas shouldn't even be hearing these cases. We already know his wife, you know, tried to help out with January 6th. So he should
not even that. It was something else that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a comparison to what Fani Willis is going through with Nathan Wade. In the comparison with Uncle Ruckus and his wife.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, oh, we playing semantics. That's what we're doing. But Fani and Nathan ain't nowhere near Ruckus.
Right.
Jenny, nowhere near it.
Okay.
But to try to even put those two together in the same box, it blew my mind, because, correct me if I'm wrong, when you're not supposed to do pay for play.
Right.
That's not, but that's what it's, that's what this is built on.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's what it's built on.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joy Reid, someone sent me this video yesterday on Instagram over the weekend, and she said that we arrest the most people in prison, the most people, based on the size of our country, based on our counterparts, but we have the hardest time arresting Donald Trump. All right, well, have y'all heard of Risa Tisa? So she's the woman who went to TikTok to talk about a man she married, and she made 50 videos talking about how he pretty much was just, he played her, but everything he told her was a lie. And so people got invested in these stories, and she's been doing being on different shows. Well, they brought the show to the Breakfast Club, Just the Mess, Just Hilarious, and she was telling the story about what happened. And Shaman the God comment, it sounded like Big Back energy. He said he doesn't know what she looks like, but he said she a big girl. And Jess,
yeah, he said big back behavior.
Behavior. And Jess said she was, and they kind of compared it to Jill Scott's character and Why'd I Get Married when she drove up the hill to save her marriage. Mm-hmm. Well, Aresa Tisa was on Tamron Hall show recently, and she said that she was offended by those comments, and she didn't mention him, but he's the one who made them. And so anyway, so she said that, you know, I am insecure about my size as a heavier girl, but that doesn't mean I deserve what I got. And so today he addressed it on the big Breakfast Club. And Charlamagne the guy did issue an apology. He said that he didn't call her a big back. He said it was big back behavior. And he said, but if you're going to share your story on such a huge platform as TikTok, you should be able to take the criticism each way, either side, on what you, you know, what you put out. And so I was reading the comments. Some people said that you don't apologize. You use the word but. And then some people said that he didn't really apologize. Some people said, well, he didn't lie. She is a big girl. So let me ask you, I'll start with you, Chike. What are your thoughts on his apology? And do you think did he need to apologize?
So I'm under the belief, if you bring it to the forefront, you open yourself up for scrutiny. That's just what I believe. You took it there for people to feed off of. You can't dictate what they get from it. You put it out there. Was it harmful what he said? It probably was. But I come from the adage, what you think about me is none of my business. And if you are going to put something out there, you're going to get on a platform and put something out there, you offer yourself up for scrutiny, you need to have tougher skin and not care. That's just where I'm coming from.
Okay. Lanier?
With certain stories, I always have to go back to the title of Chris Rock's special, Selective Outrage. Just like us, we voice our opinions.
Right.
The Breakfast Club, their bigger platform, they were having a conversation about what's in the news.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't say, oh, Ressa Tessa, or whatever that child's name is a big back. He says she has big back behavior. Now, for the past few months, the term big back has been circulating on social media because people are talking about their struggles, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, with eating and trying to lose weight, and it's been all fun and games. But now one person who didn't say anything to you directly, now you in your feelings about that. And like TK said, first of all, you opened up a whole thing, and it was, I think it's 57.
Oh, is it?
I think it's 57. Mm-hmm. You opened up a whole situation to the world. Boo-boo. I've seen a lot of the comments relating to her. Them things is vicious, and you ain't said nothing about them. Mm-hmm. I mean, them things is vicious. Like they vicious. Like, the vitriol coming off. And, you know, it's like this. It's some people who believe her. It's some people who don't. It's some people who are on the fence. You know what I mean? And then there are those who don't. I have not watched it. I'm not interested. But you thrusted yourself into the limelight. They done, now she's supposed to be going to Europe or Paris or stuff. For what? Yeah. Mm. Like, for, I'm just trying to understand for what? You know what I mean? Like, And how do you really know that this is a true story? I don't know. Like, are there receipts? Because I heard that the ex-husband denied everything. I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? but she's managed to get catapulted into the spotlight. And you expect for people to what? Be nice?
Right.
That's not going to happen, especially for people of color. It's just not going to happen.
But you know what? There's this thing that's also happening with people, and I, and in my mind, I call it grasping on the monkey bars. So they start off with an issue, and that issue may be a hot button issue, and then it starts to die down. But when someone like Charlamagne Tha God does something, I feel in my feelings, but let me hang on to this wrong. This is an issue for me. That gets to die down, and something else comes up. Let me grab onto this. I have another day in the spotlight. Go to bed. Good night.
Because the way Tamron, you know, I love Tamron Hall. It was unnecessary. Like, it like made her, it made the chick sound like some sort of victim. You know what I mean? Like,
isn't that people's favorite thing these days? They want to be the victim.
More to come. All right. Well, Gwyneth Paltrow, she had some interesting advice for white women at the Makers Conference in Beverly Hills this past Thursday. The Oscar winner encouraged the audience to mirror black women's approach to self-love. This is what TMZ is reporting. During her appearance alongside Dr. Ella Bell, a black professor at Dartmouth College, she praised her black girlfriends for their incredible intrinsic self-honoring. Paltrow reportedly said that this self-honoring for black women is the deepest part of their souls. From the deepest part of their souls all the way to the tips of their fingers. The Goop founder was criticized for being tone deaf while others understood her message. The Thanks for the Sharing actress stated that she admired how self-assured her black peers were in comparison to observations from a Caucasian crew. Black women friends know themselves, love themselves in a way that I think white women are not taught to, she explained. TMZ reported that the thespian expressed how white women are usually taught to be competitive. Additionally, she expressed her desires for the group to shift their mindset. Let me ask you, Lania, as a black woman, what do you think about these comments?
I told you I was tired when I got on here and you insist on trying to pull me into a place that I just don't want to go to, Steve. I don't want to do it. You know what, Gwen? If that's how you feel, I hope you, if that's how you feel, child, God bless you. God bless you, girl. Go forth. God be with you.
Lachika, she was saying that black women have self-love and they support each other while white women are taught to be competitive. What are your thoughts?
It seems to me that some people in other races are starting to notice the magic. Listen, when you not take away the books and not try to rewrite history and you really look at where we come from and how we got to where we are, you will see that we are survivors. No matter what you throw at us, we're going to thrive.
Yep.
It's going to be hell for us anyway, not for others. It's going to be hell and we're going to survive and you're going to see a shine. And then you're always going to say, I wonder how they do that. What is that magic that they have? It's called God. And it always has been God. I'm sorry, one more thing.
Yeah.
And it would behoove you, because you see this and you understand its magnificentness, to not fook with us and let us thrive. Because we can change the world. Just get out of our way.
Amen. Now I'll read the comments, and some people were saying she said what she said. They were agreeing with her about how black women do treat each other. But yeah, I think sometimes it's the messenger, not necessarily.
And you know what? Can I just say this? And I want you two to take this journey with me. Can you imagine what it's like to sit across a room and you see a whole section of cool people over there just having it and you're sitting on the other side of the room wanting to be in on it, but you don't have the capabilities of doing it. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. Because they're seeing it happen. Think about, okay, Gwyneth Paltrow is an actress, right? Think about that last speech that Angela Bassett gave when she got that honorary Oscar.
Yeah.
And how she had their whole room lit up with her magnificentness.
Yeah.
And all the people that were of the like of her lit up.
Mm-hmm.
She inspired a lot of people in that room, but the people of the like of her lit up in a different kind of way. You have to know that some people felt left out.
Yeah.
Because they didn't feel it. I don't know if either one of you seen it. There was a white girl who posted a video.
About the baby?
No.
Okay.
No, she was saying, if you've never had a black woman say baby to you.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's something about the way, baby. It's about the way a black woman says baby that touches your soul. And that's a real statement, because we come from a place of love. We come from a place of perseverance. We come from a place of, we have this royalty that's inside of us, but unfortunately, it was just stuffed down. And it's a constant fight, but we still give from that place. Because when we are for you, you gonna feel it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just we talking. You know what I mean? We don't just give lip service. When we're really for you and into you and we pour into you, you feel it.
Yeah.
And it's like you grow. It's like we are like that whole harvest, like planting and harvesting thing. That's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful thing. And to the black women that I know and that I love, even with everything that we go through, we still wanna love and pour into, no matter how much people throw back in our face.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said. Well said. Well, look, before we go, I want to wish Miss Parker a happy birthday. It's her birthday. She helps out behind the scenes with our charities and things like that. So shout out to Miss Parker. Enjoy whatever you're doing. I know you have an amazing time. Ladea, as always, thank you so much. And Cheeky, I'll see you in movie reviews. But when we come back, we have the cast of the CTT podcast. Right back after this.
Tossing and turning, wondering where you are. Who are you holding? It seems like you're so far. I wish that you could see me to see how I change. Yeah.
don't repay. Each pay.
Them boys, they vandals, they vandals. This is the one and they be coming if you lie. Must be hit that pop, I can't lie. You won't feel like me, but it's hard to pick a side. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Would you like it if I come over? Drippin' on your lines, I bend over. It ain't me to say I don't want love. I don't want nobody.
This is Corporate Aaron, and you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Our next guests are from the cast of the award-winning unfiltered podcast entitled CTT Podcast. Please help me welcome two of the cast. We have JB and a true lady. Welcome to the show.
Yay! Thank you for having us on your platform.
Absolutely. And first of all, let me congratulate you on, I know the eighth season is coming, but congratulations on eighth. Yes, I can only imagine, you know, just the work that goes into that. But tell us, what was inspiration behind starting this podcast 7-8 years ago?
Wow. So I actually was doing podcasting longer than that. I was doing my own show on like Podomatic, and it was just me doing my radio show.
Yeah.
And then I actually got on radio, and I was like, how do I bring the listening audience from radio to a digital space? So I started just blogging, doing things on Instagram that coincide with what I was doing on air. And then I was like, okay, let me do a podcast. And then I started meeting people who wanted to do a podcast, and we did a podcast together. Then I did my own podcast. So it was actually like a journey to get to that part. So yeah.
Absolutely. And JB, what do you like about being on this platform, CTT?
You really want to know that else? Nah. I mean, damn, that's a good question for me, because y'all, nobody never asked that. Mm-hmm. To be real, I'm just being me.
Yeah.
You're not gonna get what my homeboys and them see is what everybody get to see. Take it or leave it. Yeah. That's how filtered it. That's how unfiltered it is. It's take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. And you know, we get a lot doing podcasts. You get a lot of feedback from the audience. You know, some people agree with you, some people don't agree with you. How do you all deal with the feedback?
I'm in the comments waiting on your ass.
Yeah,
I'm in the comment. I'm in the comments lurking. I'm looking. See, I kind of I kind of patted myself after Stone Cold Steve Austin, that blue collar worker that was just like, you know what? How are you telling me what to do? How about I tell your ass what to do? Okay, yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah,
you know, it just happens, man. You know, for me, a podcast is a place where you can just talk your talk.
Yeah.
Unless you
your opinions.
Unless you sign to somebody and they gotta tell you, hey, you gotta do it like this, you gotta say it like this. You know.
Yeah. What about you, Troy?
I think for me, when it comes to like people's response and having a different perspective, I actually embrace it because I want to hear what you have to say. I know that I'm not always right. Mm-hmm. And I want to hear what other people have to say. I'm like, oh, wow, you know what? That was an interesting take, you know? So I'll be in the comments as well, reading and seeing like, okay, that was an interesting thought about it. Or that was an interesting perspective. Yeah. You know, I don't let it say how I feel, but I just love to hear what people have to say. You know, people's feedback is important.
I agree.
I'm in the comments like I am on the show.
Yeah,
that's me. How I am on the show is how I am in the comments. Say something I don't like, I'm on you. All right.
Well, I gotta congratulate you all because you were number five in Louisiana, number five spot in Louisiana, and took on favorite podcast of the year by the esteemed Southern Tea Awards. Those honors, how did that feel getting recognized like that?
I'll let JB go first.
I'm gonna start with the award night, okay?
Yeah.
So we get our name called. She's still sitting there in shock and awe. So we get up there now. I go up first. I'm looking at myself walk up these steps like, this ain't mine.
Right.
Why am I first? Where is she? She all the way in the back. Talking about something. Well, got JB in the front. He gonna hold it down up there. I just bring up the rear. No, this award is yours. We get hours later. You take the award first. No, didn't work like that. I touched the award first. I gotta start off the whole doggone thing with accepting the award and everything. Yeah. And I'm like, this is cool, but you, a true lady, you need to be here. You need to start this off. We come after you. And then eventually went down the line and somehow got down there to her and she said what she said. And I'm like, well, just go ahead and put me on spot. Why don't you? All right. Well, yeah, hey, we like it. That's how I was. I wasn't shocked. I was like, okay, anybody else gonna move with me? Anybody else gonna get up? Everybody else just sitting down there like, we won. I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, we won. So can we just go on up there while everybody just sitting here looking back at us like, y'all gonna move? Y'all gonna walk up there? I'm sitting over here like, can somebody tell Kim? Tell her come back. Hey, come back. Time to go. It's time to walk on stage now. Time to walk on stage. You know, that's how it was. That's basically how that went. Was like,
yeah,
right, I'm here. Somebody else got up. Okay, the other two waiting on. Oh, why true lady still sitting there? What? hey, snap out of it. Come on.
Right. What true lady?
Wow, because in that moment, I was not expecting us to win, honestly, because of who we were in the category with, you know? And I was like, oh my gosh, we're not gonna win. You know, you don't have like an expectation, right? Like, okay, we're not going to win this award. And they said our name, and it was the crowd of people's reaction when they said our name won. Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay, this crowd does listen to the podcast.
Right.
Are they aware of the podcast? I'm like, wow, okay. Then I started thinking about just the entire journey of the podcast. Like, a lot was going through my mind at that time. I was like, I've been through this with the show. I've been through this. Yeah. I almost said, I don't want a podcast anymore. I almost gave it up. Like, and to be recognized in that moment, was, you know, major for me. I was like, wow, okay. Mm-hmm. And then I also started thinking about the future. I'm like, okay, if this happened here, right, what else is to come, right? So exactly, it continued to fuel that fire and for me to push forth and keep going. But like JB said, I literally was sitting there like for a good little while, like, what is going on? Like trying to take it all in.
Yeah.
And when it comes to us being the number five spot in Louisiana, that was amazing in itself, because at first we were number 10. Mm. And I was like, okay, 10. Like, yeah, I was excited about the 10, you know? Right. Like, 10. And then to go back and check it again for it to be 5, I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, wait. So people are listening, people are streaming, people are tuning in, and it just gives you that fuel, like, okay, keep going, don't stop. But yeah, it was an amazing feeling.
Congratulations.
To just be recognized for a lot of the hard work, you know, like, a lot of hard work goes into podcasting, and I don't think a lot of people understand that, you know.
Absolutely. You know. Congratulations on both of those things. Let's talk about some of the segments you have. So first we have CTT Hem Preparation. Tell us about that.
Oh, look, the Hem of Preparation is what starts the show off, okay? Like, it's like karaoke-style version of us singing songs, whatever song we in the mood for, you know? You never know what you're going to get, honestly. So whatever we start singing is going to be like me fumbling through the lyrics, JB taking it old school, or he might hit us with some old school hip-hop. You know, you got Nova J, she going to come, she going to make up her own song in the moment. Then you got Tiani, he's gonna sit there, he's gonna try to catch the tune, and he's like, I remember that song, you know. Yeah. So it's like our version of like a karaoke style singing.
Okay.
And like, we pay attention to a lot of podcasts, they have music come on in the beginning. But I was like, I don't want any copyright infringements. I don't want to have to pay somebody royalties. We gonna sing the songs.
I like that.
I would say the Hem of Preparation is like that. It's basically what it is. The Hem of Preparation.
Right.
It's that part.
Set the tone.
That part, the Sunday tone. Service. Well, before the pastor get up there and say it's gonna be either Pass Me Not or Amazing Grace or something. Well, with us, it's about 6 or 12 of them, and there is no pastor. The doors are just gonna open. That's just how it goes.
And Jamie, how do you determine what hot topic you're going to talk about on the particular episode?
Oh, whatever the hell these crazy ass idiots and these crazy ass celebrities do,
right?
And whatever else craziness we have. See, the best year we had was when Agent Orange was in office. You see, See, Agent Orange gave us so much.
He gave us a lot of material.
You didn't know, you know, they tell him to stop tweeting. He continues to tweet.
Yeah.
You know, he was throwing it out there. But, you know, sometimes it gets slow. And then we have to sit there and give you a show off the top of our head.
Right.
And you don't know how in the hell the damn show is going to turn out. It just happens. It just happens. You never know what you're gonna get. You might get topics, you might not. You might just get a whole episode of a rant.
That has definitely happened either from
me or the rest of us. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so like everybody contributes their own type of topics to the show, right? So like what everyone feels like talking about, and it's like JB said, a lot of weeks there aren't things to talk about, so you have to get creative.
Yeah.
And I like to find those one-off topics that I've listened to a couple of podcasts throughout the week, and I'm like, okay, nobody talked about this that was trending on TikTok.
Yeah.
So we're gonna talk about what was trending on TikTok. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No one saw these threads of tweets. Let's talk about this thread of tweet, you know, and that way we can use the clip of that and throw it under that thread, which garners people to come back and listen, because like, oh, y'all talked about this, nobody else did, you know. Right. So it's a task in itself to create content to like stand alone with everyone else, but also have do your own thing too. Yeah,
I get that.
Gotta make it make sense.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's why I think it's so important for everyone to have their own personality, because we can still talk about the same topics, but we're giving a total different perspective. Like, I was just listening to an episode with me and JB, and we were talking about, like, we were naming villains. You know, I was explaining how I can understand the villain. The villain ain't right, but I understand how the villain is started. And JB just started naming all of these villains, and I was like, yeah, he was a villain. You know, like, we gotta make moments like that.
Yeah. Definitely. What about CTT Confessions?
CTT Confession is user submitted. You can fill out the form to submit your confessions. And these are usually people that are like, just want to confess and get things off of their chest.
Right.
I used to go through the HBCU confession and read theirs, and we would give our opinion. We would give our advice. But then we took it a step further and started doing our own confession. So every week we are confessing something on the podcast, which also sparks a conversation, because we're like, well, what got you feeling like that this week? That you need, this is what you confess, you know?
Now we get
and, actually,
I already got mine for the first episode. It's a shocker. It's gonna be a shock.
I got a couple of them. It's I can't wait for season 8. They loaded and it took.
I'm gonna shock the audience. This one. Oh.
And the show, Confessions actually used to be Ask a Lady questions when I was just doing Ask a Lady questions by myself.
Yeah.
But doing the confessions, because we used to do live shows too, like audiences would come and sit into the live show.
Yeah.
That was an interactive way of getting the audience involved. So I just translated over to the actual podcast itself. So
I got you.
Yeah.
And then we have CTT Jeopardy.
Ooh. I'm going to let JB talk about that.
Go ahead, JB.
I'm going to let JB talk about that.
So what had happened was, I ain't gonna lie, I had been misled, bamboozled, ran amok, I had been cheated, swindled, I had been squeezed out of all these doggone damn CTT Jeopardies, man.
Yeah, I was cheated a few times.
I ended up 5-0, and then I lost every one since. I quit on the show. I quit the marker. I threw the board. I threw the eraser. I told him I quit. Don't ask me no more questions. I ain't playing the damn game no more. Then here she come talking about something. Well, why don't you ask the questions?
Yeah.
Okay, now. Nah. Yeah, now nah, I make them fight for their life every chance I get.
Every week.
They fight for their life. You don't know where I'm coming from. I might be coming from the chapters of the Black history.
Mm-hmm.
I might be coming from niggerdom. I might be coming from Mars, Jupiter,
everything.
Right. Some everything.
Pluto, Neptune. You know, you never know. We got a question out there right now. You don't know the answer to it.
We still don't know the answer to this question. Because JB said, I don't have your phone anymore.
I don't. And the crazy part is in my notes. Mm-hmm. It's in that phone, in them notes. And them notes didn't transfer over. And they're not gonna do about it. But it's gonna be more fighting for their life. It's gonna be more fighting for their life this year. I might take it easy on them. I might. There ain't gonna be no EGOT questions in there. I know that. Right. I know that fact.
But yeah, so like that's our trivia portion of the show. And like JB said, he was losing every week, right?
Right.
So me, like from a producing, because I not only am I on the show, I'm producing it, right? Mm-hmm. At the same time. So it's like you have to start delegating and giving things to certain people to do.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, let JB be over the CTT Jeopardy. And it's like, now I'm like, what I did there for? Because like every time he come with these questions, and we just sitting there like, because he asked something about a black scientist, and we was like, huh? You know, you just never know where he was going to come from with these questions. But sometimes now the goal with the CTT Jeopardy.
Sometimes I don't even do the show. I just be like, you know what? Y'all handle it. Y'all handle it. Y'all, you can catch me on camera and looking at my phone, smiling like, ooh.
You already know.
It's a good one. That's a good one here. Yeah, I'm take this one. Take this one. Yeah.
Well, when can we?
But the goal with CTT Jeopardy is now for us to take those Jeopardy questions into the streets and have people answer them on camera. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm really excited about that because just to see what people's reaction is going to be. Are they going to be just as stumped as us when we ask them these questions?
Yeah.
Don't let me ask the questions.
What can we expect? And when is season 8 going to drop? When are we going to start hearing new episodes?
So, actually, you're the first podcast to know. We actually start recording. We record the first episode tomorrow. So, look forward to drop Saturday.
Okay. Congratulations.
Excited about it because I sent them the topic list. When it was yesterday, JB.
Mm-hmm. I got things to say.
And it's long. Okay, we gonna tap in everything that's been happening these past 2 months because 2024 really started off real reckless.
Yeah.
And we have things. I know for sure. Oh my goodness. So I'm really excited that we're getting ready to film the first episode and getting ready to release it and drop it. I'm so excited about that.
That's dope. I can't wait to see it. Where can everyone keep up with the podcast? Where can we check it out and keep up with all things you all have going on?
Okay, yes, definitely. You can follow the podcast at CTT Media Group on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok. I mean, any social media platform. You can stream the podcast under Catch the Tea Podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Playlists, SoundCloud, anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Also, subscribe to our Patreon. That is where you're going to see the video content first. Mm-hmm. We want to funnel everyone to our Patreon to see those video clips and those videos of the show. And just connect with us. Just connect with the CTT Media Group. They'll be anywhere you'll find the podcast with the hashtag CTT Podcast. That hashtag.
A true lady.
JP, how can they find you online?
Thank you so
find
much.
Find me online.
I'm sorry. What were you about to say?
What you said? True lady.
I was gonna say thank you so much for joining us tonight. Congratulations again on season 8. Again, our thanks goes out to the cast of CTT Podcast for joining us. And for more information, go to our website, thestephenknightshow.com. Wish you continued success. And we'll be right back.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Appreciate. Thanks for having us.
Be drunk, but lately I can't get enough of that good stuff. I feel the rush. Whatever you want, baby, trust you'll get it. So baby, stop wasting time and bring it. Yeah. We feel with lust, our bodies thrust. Go knock the dust off that big dump. You can scream and cuss if it gets rough. Don't care if the neighbors fuss, let them hear it. Cause all of this right here is my shit. You know that's not your my shit. Yeah, ain't nobody else gonna be eating like that. I put it down to your head. This, you know that claim to my period. Yeah, there ain't nobody else I'm gonna be with. So I gotta love my jacket. So fake it, loving me. 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 I've been bumping Joe to see. Still having drinks, we in too deep. If you start touching on me, then you gon' get it. Cause me, you know right now I'm twisted. You
cause I'm a freak. But you still proceed trying to kiss on me. But baby, I ain't got these lips for nothing. So babe, come get them and stop fronting. Yeah, baby, that's my shit. Ain't nobody else gonna be hitting like that. I put it down like this. Yeah, baby, I claimed it. Yeah, ain't nobody else I'm gonna be with, so I gotta lock it.
Shit I be talking about, bro.
Facts.
P.A. Dre, what up? Let's get to it. Look, I'm out west yelling Jersey like I'm close to home. Jersey. Was on the block like Moses, this ain't Post Malone. We quoting poems that we never had to plagiarize. Stepping to Goliath till I bring him down to David's size. A shaking fries, a complimented if you talking beef. Penny per thought is even less when you talk is cheap. These subtleties are befuddled. Nigga, walk with me. Even when I got the pen sealed, they want sharpen me. They telling tales like these shits are really cautionary. The flow water, but really I be off you fairies. Nothing's arbitrary. I put that on my mama's soul. I'm a man before my sisters play my mama's role. And I'm Nicole, so don't stress where that diamond is. Watching me maneuver like I'm a Sean with the Heimlich is. King of my city if you ask, but they saying them. The man trying to give me the keys that I gave to him. I played it with and told Lee I'm talking honest. Plus I got a few bucks like I'm Middleton and Giannis. The road was turbulent, I know it'd be a little bumpy. I ain't Johnson, but this rap shit got me living comfy. I get it monthly, like, what you in the sentence with? Rap niggas is goofy, they always on some friendly shit. But turn your back and like honor, yeah, they been a dick. Fuck them though, let's appreciate this penmanship. Let's appreciate this penmanship.
Yeah, talk to him.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. One time for all of the soldiers who never folded and did what they were supposed to do. It's only a chosen few that I can show devotion to. It's hard not getting emotional, cause you stay solid despite everything you was going through. Was the definition to show and prove. Can't believe you're gone, but I know it's true. So I sing your song in a vocal booth. I wanna be close to you, so I pour out some liquor in the cracks of the concrete where the roses bloom. You was my ace since the playground. Dreamt of running this rap shit, giving the industry a shakedown. Standing at your grave mound, feeling guilty cause shit's starting to shake now. This ain't at all I was supposed to play out. Just know your memory is well protected. Rarely aggressive, but when it comes to the similes, I'm well respected. Pouring my soul through a pencil tip. If you listening, then I hope you appreciating the penmanship. Yeah. My soul through a pencil tip. If you listening, then I hope you appreciating the penmanship.
PC, what up? Let's appreciate
let's appreciate this penmanship.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Chike, you are rolling solo dolo tonight. What's going on?
Hey, man, it's all good. Adam left me solo. It's all right.
He did.
All right. So I saw two films. Well, actually, a short film and a film. The first is I saw Aquaman, The Lost Kingdom. This was the second Aquaman, is the sequel to the Aquaman debut film, which in the world of DC comic films, this was had slight controversy to it, simply because it was supposed to come out before Flash, but it wound up coming out after Flash, which kind of gave it the appearance of a throwaway film. Like they, there was the pandemic, and then there was the strike, and you know, a whole lot of stuff happened in between, and they wind up rearranging the order on the release of the films.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, this Aquaman film was like a throwaway. The storyline that they were going with the Justice League, from what I'm reading and hearing, that they're changing the lineup. And so me personally, as a fan, I went into this not taking this film too seriously because I knew that it wasn't going to be a fixture in the line of stories that were going to come after. This is like the last film from the whole team that gave you all those films that we saw already. This film stars Jason Momoa, Patrick Wilson, Amber Heard, Nicole Kidman, and Yahya Abdul-Mateen as Black Manta. So the story basically follows Aquaman and his life on land as he's creating a family, and he has the duality of being the king of Atlantis and also as a regular human on land. And he's called to do his duty as Aquaman, the king of the seas, to protect the natural environment, which people are starting to do things to create problems for Earth, the natural environments and global warming and the melting of the ice caps. And he has to run to the rescue to save the Earth yet again. And his brother Orm, which you know from the first movie, is imprisoned, and he winds up assisting him in helping save the Earth. It was entertaining for home. I just didn't find much weight in this movie. Especially because it came as a throwaway, and that's how I looked at it, as a throwaway. I don't know how other fans will look at it, but that's how I saw it. It's great for at home watching popcorn. I think that it came to streaming pretty quickly because I don't think it did that well in the box office. But, you know, check it out for yourself and let me know what you think. You know, hit me up. Let me know. But it was okay. Something to watch.
Right.
And the next film, well, it's not a film. It's like a short feature. It's called Welcome Home, Franklin. This is basically the origin story of Franklin from the Peanuts. And I'm so glad that they're getting into this because for a while, the Peanuts were kind of dormant. You know, we didn't hear from them too much, except they would recycle some of the holiday stuff over and over again.
Yeah.
You know, the younger generations would get, you know, acquainted with them, where, you know, we have seen those things all before. This is a new one. And I was pleasantly surprised and pleased. And I actually got a little emotional simply because of the storyline. If you don't know who Franklin is or was the lone Black in the
sat on the other side of the table.
sat on the other side of the table. And it gave you an insight as to who he is. And it gave him depth. So basically, Franklin is a military kid and he moved around a lot and he didn't have any friends. So every town that he moved in, he was always trying to make friends. So this follows him moving to their town and him meeting Charlie Brown for the first time and them forging a friendship. And then Charlie Brown was the linchpin to being friends with everyone else. And then there is a scene in the, I don't want to give a lot away, but there is a scene where they say, hey, Franklin, why don't you come and sit on this side of the table? Which mm-hmm. that was the thing that got me. I was like, okay, wow. Franklin is very Black. You know, he listens to Coltrane. He likes James Brown. You know, okay. The music is stellar. He always quotes his grandfather, you know, so there's a lot of culture and heritage on Franklin's behalf. And I want to say kudos to the Peanuts creators and the producers for giving this character that much depth and starting off with Franklin. I thought it was so cool. And I hope to see more. I want to see origin stories for the rest of the characters. This was cool. I really liked it. So continue the good work. And it's for everyone. I highly recommend it, more so than Aquaman.
Well, I finally watched Mea Culpa, which is Tyler Perry's movie with Kelly Rowland. And I didn't have big expectations because of what I've seen online. I tried to ignore it, but it actually wasn't that bad to me. I mean, it was a Tyler Perry movie. I mean, there's a huge cliffhanger at the end. Not cliffhanger, but like a switch up at the end. But I mean, it was cool. I didn't see anything wrong with it. It wasn't like a, but I'm not expecting that from a Tyler Perry movie. You know what I mean? But anyway, so I saw that. And Love is Blind. I talked about this last week on the show. So now we're at the point where everyone has either proposed and they're at the point where they're about to get married. And so, you know, what happens after they've lived together, they meet in the quads. Then they are pods, and then they propose, and then they go off to an island somewhere, and then they actually live with each other for several weeks. They meet each other's families and friends, and it's interesting. There's one couple in there, I don't know how they're still together, but they keep coming back to each other. I couldn't deal with that woman. She's just too needy for me. And he told her that, she went off. Anyway, so now they're about to go to the aisle, and that's when they say I do or I don't. So that comes back on Wednesday, but it is so good. There's this one Black couple on there. I am really, really rooting for them. I think the challenge is that she knows she wants to get married, and he does too, but he's never seen a successful marriage. And every man that he knows is always cheating. Even his father, he says, great father, but he cheated on my mother, and I never told her, but I'm sure she knows. You can see him trying to boost himself, trying to motivate himself to say, I can do this. Even though you can tell he loves the girl that he's with. But yeah, I hope they do make it. The one couple, I think they will make it, but they're going to have a crazy relationship. this is the one, the girl that told him that she liked Megan Fox. There's another couple that broke up. They broke up while they were living together. It was an interracial couple. And they were both into church and into each other. But the main thing they show when they first moved in together is that he's always on his phone. But part of it is because he's a principal. And so there wasn't that connection once they got, like, they connected in paradise and, you know, but when they got in the home, they just didn't. And she said that she didn't know what she knows. He's a great guy, but so they end up breaking up. But anyway, good show. Comes Wednesday, it continues on, so we'll see what happens. But
how many more really episodes? Good.
I think it's going to be maybe two with the weddings, and then there's always a reunion, but that's like usually a year later. But you can tell this is kind of, they may have already shot it, I don't know, the reunion, but it's good. It's really good. I just like the seeing how people think, you know what I mean? How couples, and seeing what brings two couples together. Like this one couple, they have broken up 100 times, but they always end back to each other, you know? And I couldn't do it, but they do it, and they love each other, you know what I mean? So we'll see what happens, though. But definitely an interesting concept. I couldn't do it, though. Couldn't do it. anything coming out of the pipeline?
Nothing comes to mind right now. I'm definitely going to try to check out the Oscars to see what they're talking about.
Yeah.
We'll see if anybody gets slapped this year.
Right. Right. Yeah. We'll see. Well, thank you for always letting us know what to spend our time and money on, what not. And we'll be right back after this.
Moving slow, I'm 45. Yeah, we catching vibes. Hit my line, Roger Clementine. Sweet like lemon lime. Put in work, put in time. Try not to ignore the sign. What's your sign? What's your type? You like boats, you like flights. I just wanna know, yeah. Let me hold ya. She like Henny with the cola. So rockin' soda. Southwest LA, Texas soldier. When she shows up, yeah, my baby, she shuts it down. She's so 90s, getting juice. It's a late night rendezvous. I can't choose between the two. My baby got the juice. She got the juice. She got the juice. Drip, drip. Shawty, shawty, hella saucy. Shawty, shawty, hella saucy. Got the dip with the sauce. Shawty, shawty, hella saucy. Shawty, shawty, hella saucy. Drip, drip with the sauce. Shawty, shawty, hella sauce. Shawty, shawty, freaking awesome. Porsche truck, she in a Beamer. She switching lane, I'm tryna keep up. COC, I'm tryna creep up. De Leon, tequila. She bitty bomb like Selena. She go for whatever she wants. Fourth down with no pawn. It's a sticky situation. This is Californication. You make it hard for celebration.
Hey, this is Joy Star. You're listening to the Stephen Knight Show.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Now it's time to highlight our Black-owned business. Tonight we have Minnie Brook. Now this is a Black-owned apparel company selling responsibly crafted, comfortable clothing made with organic materials. While there are lots of other choices for babies, toddlers, and young kids, check out bestsellers list first. So if you go on their website, Minnie Brook, again, there'll be a link in the bio of this video. I want to thank the CCT Podcast for joining us tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you have a great week. We'll see you again next Monday. Good night.